as the angle of attack is increased to increase lift, the air will no longer flow smoothly over the upper wing surface, but instead will become turbulent or burble near the trailing edge. A further increase in the angle of attack will cause the turbulent area to expand forward. At an angle of attack of approximately 18 to 20 degrees for most wings, turbulence over the upper wing surface decreases lift so drastically that flight cannot be sustained and the wing stalls. The angle at which a stall occurs is called the critical angle of attack. An airplane can stall at any airspeed or any attitude, but will always stall at the same critical angle of attack. The indicated airspeed at which a given airplane will stall in a particular configuration, however, will remain the same regardless of altitude. Because air density decreases with an increase in altitude, the airplane has to be flown faster at higher altitudes to cause the same pressure difference between the pitot impact pressure and static pressure. In other words, because air density decreases with an increase in altitude, the airplane has to be flown faster at higher altitudes to give you the same indicated airspeed reading that it would where the air is more dense. An aircraft will spin only after it has stalled and will continue to spin as long as the outside wings continue to produce more lift than the inside wing and the aircraft remains stalled. Since the load factor squares as the stalling speed doubles, tremendous loads may be imposed on structures by stalling an airplane at relatively high air speeds. An airplane which has a normal, unaccelerated stalling speed of 50 knots will be subject to a load factor of 4 Gs when forced into an accelerated stall at 100 knots. As you can see, it's easy to impose a load beyond the design strength of the conventional airplane. There's a stall speed chart which shows the relationship between stall speed and angle of bank. You'll see that banking an airplane just over 75 degrees in a steep turn increases the stalling speed by 100%. If the normal unaccelerated stalling speed is 45 knots, the pilot must keep the airspeed above 90 knots in a 75 degree bank to prevent sudden entry into a violent power stall. The same effect will take place in a quick pull-up from a dive or maneuver producing load factors above 1G. Accidents have resulted from sudden unexpected loss of control, particularly in a steep turn near the ground. The maximum speed at which an airplane can be safely stalled is the design maneuvering speed. The design maneuvering speed is a valuable reference point for the pilot. When operating below this speed, a damaging positive flight load should not be produced because the airplane should stall before the load factor becomes excessive. Any combination of flight control usage, including full deflection of the controls or gusty loads created by turbulence, should not create an excess air load if the airplane is operated below maneuvering speed. Caution that certain adverse wind shear or gusts may cause excessive loads even at speeds below maneuvering speed. A rule of thumb that can be used to determine the maneuvering speed is approximately 1.7 times the normal stalling speed. Thus, if an airplane which normally stalls at 35 knots should never be stalled when the airspeed is above 60 knots, 35 times 1.7 is 59.5. A knowledge of this must be applied from two points of view. One, the danger of inadvertently stalling an airplane by increasing the load factor, such as in a steep turn or spiral, and that intentionally stalling an airplane above its design maneuvering speed imposes a tremendous load factor on the structure.